VolitionRx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of bloodborne cancers. VolitionRx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, Latin American Research Professor, and we look to a leftist wave throughout Latin America. However, we don't need to explicate anymore the dictatorships of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Strong leadership that is violent and linked to adversaries of the United States, Moscow, Tehran, and Beijing. However, when it comes to Peru, we have a mystery underway because the man who is the Peruvian president has discouraged a lot of his admirers at first from his changeability, his changing his mind. Now, changing your mind can be a good thing in leader, but in this particular instance, because he was a school teacher before he became the president of a country with great natural resources, he's puzzling both the left and the right. Professor, how do you make this case for this being not a leftist, not a rightist, but a novice?
Well, certainly, John, I think this is a story that's fraught with dangers, but somewhat more positive than we initially thought. As you recall, when Castillo was elected from a broad range of different candidates, just by a couple percentage points, he was an unknown. He came from Cajamarca, which is kind of the the boondocks of Peru, if you will. He was promoted by somebody who was a trained Marxist leftist doctor with training in Cuba, Vladimir Sharon. And so the fear was that this unknown school teacher was really going to be an instrument for turning Peru to the radical left. And Peruvians recall the bloody civil war against the leftist Shining Path and their Luminoso organization that cost so much blood in their country. But at the end of the day, Castillo has really tried to be his own man. I mean, he certainly has some ideas that come from his raising in Cajamarca, identifying with the unions and the often marginalized, excluded peoples of that area against the more elite limeños, against the darker skinned Peruvians versus, again, some of the more the elite lighter skinned Peruvians. And so in that sense, he really tried to put that stamp on. And yet his inexperience has led him to bring a number of his friends from Cajamarca in who have ended up being just disastrously corrupt or incompetent and led to scandal after scandal, have led to cabinet after cabinet after cabinet having to be replaced. He's just starting actually a new cabinet right now with a new Prime Minister, Anibal Torres. He is trying to sort out really his lack of knowledge of some of the sophistications of national policies. He still has a lot of pushback from a disparate coalition of center and rightist parties who don't want him to succeed. And yet at the same time, he doesn't want to fall deeply into dependence on the radical left. And so at the end of the day, it's been in addition to that, his own party really does not have that many votes within the Peruvian Congress. And so he's constantly fighting off desires to essentially remove him from office on what they call a moral incapacity, which is basically, if you have enough people in Peru to say that you're an incompetent president, they can try to get the votes to get you out of power. So he's hanging in there. And I think at the end of the day, the lack of progress in some ways is the best story that we can see, because at least he is not taking Peru in a radical leftist direction. He is, again, fighting back against the attempts by the Chavistas and others to insert themselves in. And yet at the same time, however, his lack of effective governance has also been a problem. And so perhaps the best news for Castillo right now is the lack of progress, at least in the negative direction.
Pedro Castillo ran into some problems, as I recall. We touched upon it a few weeks before, when he made intemperate remarks on television about providing Bolivia a path to the sea, At the time, I remember us thinking that perhaps he was just not well educated on the war between Bolivia and Peru. If I remember all this correctly, has that been corrected by the president, or have people forgiven him because he wasn't well briefed?
That gaffe, I think, stays in the mind of many, but it's become one of just any number of different gaffes and misstatements. If you follow Twitter or WhatsApp in Peru, they just pile on of thing after thing after thing of Castillo. Certainly the more educated classes regard him with a bit of contempt over this. And in fairness, Castillo, who, again, you know, understands the people of the Andean highlands who are Peruvian, and there's a certain cultural continuity with the people of the Andean highlands who happen to be Bolivian, has a certain amount of sympathy for Bolivia's loss of access to the sea. And so I think, again, coming from the perspective of somebody without a lot of experience in foreign policy and national politics, who just was, you know, sympathetic to the position of the Andean highlands peoples, made that intemperate comment. But again, it exploded on him in a way that I think became a teaching point.
There's some charm about Castillo. Sometimes when I'm reading about him, Professor, he reminds me of the Marx Brothers comedy Duck Soup, you know, the singing praise of Fredonia. There's something about Castillo that suggests he doesn't have bad intentions. He just makes mistakes. And that's unusual in a world where you're either with us or against us. Professor Evan Ellis, of the Latin American Research Professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report, and now everybody can go watch Duck Soup. I'm John Battersby.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,